So this particular fraud was sophisticated and planned over a sustained period of time, and they had the sole intention of ripping off the collectors. I think because they knew that collectors are prepared to pay a premium to own a rare piece, but they did underestimate the knowledge of these collectors and they thought they'd get away with it. I mean, this has impacted significantly after speaking to the collectors, not only on the well-being but also on the pocket. And I'm glad for them that they can move on now because it's come to an end after all these years, because it was 2017 when this started, believe it or not. As you can see, Leicestershire Trading Standards don't shy away from this sort of investigation, even though it's complex. And let this be a warning to anybody who thinks that they can get away with defrauding anyone, consumers or groups such as this, out of all their hard-earned cash.